You're listening to the audio production of Make Your Move, audio Bible study by Lynn Cowell, published by Thomas Nelson and presented by the author. The audio Bible studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Make Your Move includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
If you and I are going to become friends over the next 6 weeks, and I sure hope we will, there are a few things I should probably just go ahead and admit. I'm an all-in type. I enjoy relationships on a very real level, which probably makes me more vulnerable than I should be. And I'm a straight shooter, so I'll just go ahead and tell you I am a recovering people pleaser. That's probably not being completely honest. Really, I'm a struggling to overcome this not so great thing in my life, people pleaser. It seems to me that people pleasing has always been a part of me. I just didn't think anyone could see it. Until, at 18 years old, in our first session, my counselor called it right out. At the end, she handed me some papers with the title, Fear of God, across the top, and she gave me these instructions. Read this. Fear of God. To a girl just out of high school, fear of God sounds a bit creepy. Isn't God love? Doesn't a girl go to counseling because she needs to know that she's accepted, adored, and all those very real needs in a girl's life? Yes, I did need that too. But understanding the fear of God was where she said we needed to start. Apparently, in order to become healthy in the way that I interacted with others, I had to get healthy in how I interacted with God. She explained that I craved the approval of people more than I craved pleasing God, and until that was reversed, I would never be set free from people pleasing. Learning to correctly fear God involved me learning more about Him, discovering who He is, and who I am in light of His greatness. It has taken a really long time, as in half a lifetime. I'm still in process. My story is why I've been so drawn to the story of the women of Exodus in Make Your Move. Although Shipra, Pua, Jochebed, and Miriam didn't have God's word available to them like we do, they got it. They rightly feared God. This fear of God, more than fear of people, is what gave them the power to push back on adversity when it came at their confidence. Where did a power so brave, so bold, and to me so beautiful come from, and how can you and I get it? These gals had two really important pieces in place. One was what they did have, fear of God, a respect, reverence, and an awe of God's greatness. The other is what they didn't have, fear of people, specifically fear of Pharaoh. They proved this when they chose to disobey him in order to obey God. They also proved that they didn't fear the people in their community. There had to have been those who were so angry with the women. Pharaoh was already taking it out on the Israelites by doubling their work, making it